Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. With me right now is David Lesser, CEO at Power REIT. David, it's good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing well, and it's great to see you as well.
That is great to hear. David, the last time we spoke was on your fourth quarter earnings. Now to Q1 of this year, we see another quarter of growth in terms of top and bottom line. Tell us a bit more on what you achieved here.
Sure. We had an exciting quarter yet again, driven by acquisitions. We did several acquisitions and ultimately grew our FFO, our core FFO per share, by 142% year over year, which obviously is impressive growth and something we're excited about. And we think we can continue to put up on the scoreboard some pretty significant growth as the quarters come going forward.
Yeah, you had made four acquisitions the last time we spoke. Any additional ones that you can speak of?
Sure. We recently completed one additional acquisition early in the current quarter. And we have a very deep pipeline, a lot of activity going on. And hopefully in the not too distant future, we're going to have some pretty exciting additional announcements on the acquisition front.
Can you tell us about this latest one, this fifth one?
Sure. We bought, total capital committed to that was just under $3 million. And we continue to sort of develop this business park, this cannabis greenhouse business park in Southern Colorado. So this was our latest acquisition down there. And we think with every acquisition we do or every transaction we do down there, it sort of de-risks us and gets us this scale in this very favorable growing environment in Southern Colorado, frankly, relative to growing in other parts of the state, or certainly relative to growing indoors in other places within the state. So we're really excited about it. We have a pipeline of similar transactions that will continue to build out this business park and do more. But in the near term, hopefully also we'll be announcing transactions in other states and other locations. So we have a lot in front of us.
Looking forward to hear more about that. Along these lines, the group entered into three new triple net leases. Can you, for those who might not understand that, explain what that means?
Sure. A triple net lease, pretty common real estate concept, but basically the tenant, in this case, our tenant operator, if you will, is responsible for all of the property related expenses. So we really have no expense exposure, whether it's, a surprise in property tax or insurance or other things of that nature. Our tenant is responsible for all of those expenses. So really our rent in these leases represents our return on investment without any other adjustment or impact from expenses. So it helps mitigate risk. And certainly there's a huge industry in other asset classes, other real estate asset classes focused on net leases. Obviously we're focused right now on greenhouse cultivation facilities. And again, so far, all of our transactions have been related to the cultivation of cannabis. So we think in that industry, it's kind of a new area, but an exciting approach to participate in the cannabis space.
And just getting to cash on hand, the last time we spoke that you had raised around $36 million in a rights offering. What's the amount of capital you have left? And are you anticipating on an additional raise?
Right, so the cash on our balance sheet as of the end of the quarter was about $37 million. So we have a lot of cash on our balance sheet. Now, some of that represents cash we have committed to deploy but have not yet deployed. From the rights offering, which raised about $37 million, we've deployed a little over $10 million. So we still have a significant chunk of capital to deploy. We're deploying, as we've talked about previously, at very, very accretive, high yielding, on high yielding basis. And so we think there's a lot of growth in front of us. We're very optimistic given the pipeline that we'll deploy the remainder of that rights offering capital in the not too distant future, and looking forward to those announcements. And going forward, we're very focused on a capital plan that is focused on creating shareholder value, whether it's additional non-dilutive capital raises, or one thing we're very focused on is expanding our preferred stock, which is currently a listed security as well. And we think that can give us a lot of additional sort of benefit to our common shareholders, because there's a meaningful spread between the yield on our preferred to where we're investing. So that is very accretive to the common shareholders. So that's something we're certainly evaluating and looking to expand. And frankly, during the first quarter, we did issue about $5 million of that preferred security. It was tied to an acquisition, but it was a way to expand that and frankly, help improve returns to our common shareholders.
Well, David, congrats again on the quarter and looking forward to chatting again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.